Zakhtay Lagamishna Vaiter, Masechta Zahalis, Perik Yudalid, Mishna Dalid. Ziz, Shehu Soy Vevas Kalabais. Okay. Away from the rod, we're back to the ledge, back to the overhang. This isn't Stam a rod sitting on two pegs. This is an overhang that's built into the house. And it's a ziz, it's wide a tefach. I guess it's a kind of a molding or a design. It goes around the entire house on the outside. But for whatever reason, if you stood on the side of the house, you would see it. If you stood in the back of the house, you would see it. In the front of the house, it doesn't mamish go from one side to the other. Let's say I'm looking at the front of the house. There's the doorway in front of me. To my left, I see the ziz makes the turn from the side toward the front. And let's say it stops well short of the doorway. To my right, the ziz makes the turn from the side of the house toward the front. But it doesn't stop mamish before the doorway. V'oichel ba'pesach sholosh etzbois. Literally, it eats up. It doesn't mean it eats up. No one's eating anyone here. What it means is, it overlaps. It takes up the width of three fingers onto the doorway. So again, this goes around the back, goes around the sides. In the front, on one side, it stops before the doorway. On the other side, it goes a little bit over the doorway. So again, ziz shu soyiv is called a bias. This ziz goes around the entire house. In the front of the house, it doesn't go the entire width from one side to the other. But on one side, v'oichel ba'pesach shalosh etzbois. It takes up three widths of a finger above the doorway. The Bat Tanura explains, over the rest of the Pesach, there's no ziz. Now, if it had gone a tefach over the doorway, the house would be tamei koin to everybody. But because it only goes over three etzbois over the doorway, so I'm not sure what the halach is. The Mishnah teaches us, tumah b'bayis, if there is tumah inside the house, kelim shetachtov tmeim, kelim that are underneath the overhang, anywhere around the house would be tumah. Why? Because the tumah comes from inside the house, underneath the part of the ziz that extends over the doorway. And although it doesn't have a tefach by a tefach, it still takes hold over there. And from there, it proceeds around the whole ziz. So anything under the ziz, even in the back of the house, will become tameh. So really, as the Mefarshim explained it over here, we're dealing with two separate oihalim. There's the house, that's one oil. And this ziz, which although it doesn't say so, but the assumption is that it comes a tefach out of the wall, it's wide a tefach, is an oil on its own. Elamai, the limitation of this ziz is that the part that's over the doorway is not a tefach by a tefach. But we still say, if there's tumah in the house, anything under the ziz is going to become tumah. And no one disagrees. As we have seen many times, whenever tumah is in the house, we're much more machmir with the path of tumah as it comes out, because tumah has to come out. On the other hand, the other way around, tumah tachtav, if the tumah is underneath the ziz, here there's a machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Eliezer mitames abayis. Rabbi Eliezer says the kelim of the house are tameh, because the tumah spreads under the ziz and from there into the house. Rabbi Yeshua mitayr. Rabbi Yeshua is mitayr the kelim of the house. Rabbi Yeshua says, look, this ziz does not have a tefach by a tefach over the doorway. Maybe it's wide a tefach, but it's not long a tefach over the doorway. It's only three etzbois, and therefore, there's no way for the tumah to come from under the ziz into the house. Rabbi Yeshua agrees it'll come from in the house under the ziz, but not from the ziz into the house. V'chein, the same would be true, b'chatzeshu mekefes aksadra. So here we have a courtyard. Imagine you're standing in a courtyard, and you look to your right and you look to your left, you see poles, poles coming up against the wall, and on top of the poles, there's like a platform. Okay, so to my right, I see these poles with a platform on top. To my left, I see these poles with a platform on top. What do I see steering in front of me? I see the opening of a house. And this board on top of the poles, when it comes to the front, it turns and it runs a little bit along the front of the house, similar to the ziz. So let's say the board on the left of the chatzah, when it comes to the front of the house, As I'm looking at it, I see it turns to the right, but it stops short of the doorway. On the left side, there's nothing of this board on poles that's over the doorway. On the right side, it runs along the right side, and then it comes to the front of the house, it turns left, and it doesn't stop mamish short of the doorway, but like the ziz, it goes over three finger widths over the doorway, then it stops. The center of the doorway has nothing over it. That's what we mean, b'chatzah, we're in a courtyard, shum b'kefes that is surrounded, aksadra with this aksadra, same halacha, same achloikis, if there's tum in the house, kalim underneath the aksadra for short time. If there's tum underneath the aksadra, Rabbi Eliezer would be metame the kalim in the house. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, the tum will go out from inside the house under the aksadra, but it won't go from under the aksadra into the house. Now, why is this so? We learned before the din with the ziz is kalshu. Whatever the size of the ziz is, it's going to bring tumah. Remember Mishnah Aleph? Haziz mevi es hatumah kalshu. They were the first words of this parak. Even if it doesn't extend the tefach out of the wall. Rabbi Eliezer holds, kalshu means even if it doesn't extend in the width a tefach away from the wall, and it also means even if it doesn't go a tefach over the doorway in the length. Kalshu means there's no shear, even a drop. Rabbi Yeshua says, no. When it says at the beginning of the Perek, Haziz mevi es hatumah kalshu, that means in the width, coming out of the wall, it doesn't have to come out of tefach. So if I'm looking down from the roof, and I'm looking at the top of this ziz, it's not a tefach wide. But you have to have a tefach in the length over the doorway. And you don't have that here. So basically, the machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, is a machloikis. What does the Mishnah mean at the beginning of the Perek, when the Mishnah said, as is maybe a satoma kalshu? Rabbi Eliezer says, that means both, that it doesn't have to extend the tefach away from the wall, and it doesn't have to cover a tefach over the doorway. And Rabbi Yeshua says, kalshu means it doesn't have to extend the tefach away from the wall, in the width. But over the doorway, it has to be a tefach, in the length. So if the tumah is inside, okay, everyone's machmir. Because we're always much more machmir with tumah inside that has to come out. But if the tumah is under the ziz, and you don't have a tefach in the length over the wall, Rabbi Eliezer says the tumah does go in, because you don't need a tefach in the length. And Rabbi Yeshua says that you do need that tefach in the length. And that's why, if this tumah outside, underneath the ziz, it won't come into the house, according to Rabbi Yeshua. Same is true for the ziz, and same is true for the aksadra, this like platform on the poles, that in the length only goes less than a tefach over the doorway. Rabbi Eliezer says, tumah underneath will go in, and Rabbi Yeshua, mitaher,